You are now listening to the Someone's Favorite Productions podcast network.
Welcome to the third annual Worldies. With your hosts, Mark, Erica, and Ryan. Hey, everybody, welcome to... Hey, okay. That's your cue, guys. Hey! Nope. Hey! We've only paid for a minute and a half, guys. That's all we're gonna... Hey, you're a beautiful crowd, everyone. You're a beautiful crowd. Great to see you all. I'm just gonna keep going through it, guys. I'm gonna just plow through this, because I just... This happens every year, and it's getting frustrating. Okay. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the New World Pictures Podcast, third annual Worldies. Coming to you live, as we always do, from the New World Pictures Podcast Cafe. I'm Ryan. With me, as always, is Mark and Erica. And
you're dead.
And
what? Huh?
Just...
Who's playing the triangle so loudly?
Right, just, could you stop it? Danny, stop it. Please, with the triangle. Okay. Stop it, Danny. All right. Can we cut them? Okay, thank you. Thank you.
They're still playing. I can still hear them. I can hear them in the background.
Is it not communicating with the studio? Did they not? Okay, it doesn't matter.
The problem is they all have noise canceling headphones on, ironically, and so they can't even hear each other. So I mean,
no more noise canceling headphones. But in any case, hey, welcome everyone. It doesn't matter. We're here, and we're here to celebrate the Worldies, where we celebrate another year of movies that we have covered on the New World Pictures podcast. That's right. Thank you. Yeah, we're going to give away a bunch of awards to films that are 40 to 50 years old tonight. And it is exciting. It feels like the time is right. And we're excited. But you know what? It has been a big year for us, guys.
Ryan, you probably should have dinged a triangle after you said it was a big year because they really clapped a lot for the triangle.
Yeah, I was talking to you two, but it has been a big year for us, I should say.
When you're talking to us, could you just ding a triangle so that I know that you're talking to us?
So it's been a big year because, you know, let's talk about some things that happened to us in 2024. We made our first appearance on a Blu-ray. The Blu-ray for The Great Land of Smaal from Canadian International Pictures. They used one of our episodes as an audio track. We joined Someone's Favorite Productions podcast network because we always promised ourselves we would join a podcast network as long as they had the longest name ever. And we did it, guys. We did it. We had our first live show, which we did at the cafe. That is to say, outside of the Worldies. And our first commentary with David Simpkins, we did a commentary on Adventures in Babysitting, which he wrote. And finally, we started a Discord, which we opened up just to guests and NWPP VIPs and joined us in voting for the Worldies. So this is going to be, I think, surprising. This is going to be surprising for you guys. Yeah. Because
I'm excited. I'm really excited. I could hardly sleep last night. So
wow, yeah, I slept like a baby. Yeah. But
both things unrelated to the Worldies, but I can sense your excitement, guys, and I join you in it. But enough of my yakking. It's been a great year. We're excited. You're excited. Let's get into the Worldies because we love awards. Who doesn't love awards? We all love... No, guys, stop. Damn it. No, Danny. Danny! Damn it, Danny.
Oh, no. I see that triangle coming up.
Let me cut this. Sorry.
Can you...
I got it.
Can you...
Got it, guys.
Okay. All right, we're good. We're good. Sorry. You said the worldies, and that's their cue. Like that,
now they're mouth readers. Now they're listening. Got it. Got it. Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks for listening now and not earlier when I was like, that's it. And I said, hey, anyway, next year we'll get it right. All right. So we're going to give away first worldie. And this is a category that we have done for 3 years in a row. And it seems like it's a category that's never going to end. And it's because when we watch movies with New World Pictures, there's always films with so many characters. It's just characters galore. In fact, so many characters that maybe there's too many. So this is the worldie for the best film with too many characters. And the nominees are Night Call Nurses.
We begin with the human machine. By grouping together and combining our various rhythms into a single rhythm, we can establish an understanding of the essential unity of the group.
Dead End Drive-In.
Tell us the story.
What story?
Yours.
Nothing much. Lost 2 wheels off my car.
Which car?
Bad Manners.
Carnation, listen here. Limonade con jello, por favor. Okie dokie.
Some brandy scotch.
Queenie.
Thank you.
And Angels Hard as They Come.
They arrested Dragon's case. Straight up. Straight down.
And the worldie goes to we have our first and only tie for this worldie's.
Oh,
what?
It is a goodness. Yeah.
People are happy about a tie?
Yeah, they're excited.
They are soccer fans.
What is this crowd into?
Double winners. They love double winners.
Right.
The winners are Dead End Drive-In and Bad Manners.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were both of those had about 135 characters between them. So
yeah.
It was a lot. It was a lot to keep up with.
And this is the power of the Discord because Mark and I both went for Dead End Drive-In, but we had other people from the Discord that loved Bad Manners and gave it up for Bad Manners. Erica, I'm afraid you were alone in your love of Queenie.
Yeah. I mean, it said best movie with too many characters.
Right,
best.
Right. Not just a movie with too many characters. And they were like, well, that's Bad Manners for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, the Discord thought Bad Manners was the best movie with too many. Wow.
Yeah, that's right. Wow. That's right.
Wow.
And you know what? We can't question them. They are our new worldy committee, and we can't question them. That you know,
I'm not questioning them. I would just like more information. So,
right.
So send him a letter, a handwritten letter to Mark at newworldpictures.com.
That's not how that works. It's not how that works. But
write a letter and then scan it and email it to Mark.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Like any good award show, when somebody wins something, there's usually a follow up question. The host goes, "Oh, they won." But why exactly? But this is let's go into our next award. And to do that, let's please welcome frequent guest Aaron Don to give out the next worldie.
Surprise! It's me, Aaron, host of the Manic Movie Monday podcast, here to present Biggest Surprise of 2024. Every year, as the New World Pictures podcast progresses through the seemingly endless catalog of movies, there are always a few gems that stand out above the rest. Of course, these gems are from New World Pictures, so they're more like agate than diamonds. Get it? Agate? Diamonds? Actually, I've lost far too many brain cells to understand that joke, Ryan, so I should probably lay off the gummies. Anyway, here are the nominees for the biggest surprise of 2024. Hell Hunters.
How does one as young as you get to be such an expert in so many things?
I get up early in the morning, and I don't waste time on bullshit.
in the aftermath.
Would you like some oxygen?
My personal favorite of this list, Party Incorporated.
Ronald! I'm Mr. Winston.
Who are you? Marilyn Sanders! It's Marilyn Sanders!
Listen, I'm not here to hurt you. I just need a minute of your time.
Hurt me! Hurt me!
Calm down, Frank.
False witness.
Are you sure no one was following her?
Not sure, no.
But you must look at something when you jog, right?
A tree, a bench, a flower, a...
Other people?
Yeah, you do that too.
The initiation.
Fire! Fire, Daddy! Mommy! Smoke can't breathe! Mommy!
Kelly!
Mommy!
And for safety's sake, in the neighborhood.
Accidents are bad enough, but they seem much worse when we're not at home with our first aid kit. Our phone and our teddy.
And the worldie goes to, for safety's sake, in the neighborhood.
What?
I really wish it had been Party Incorporated, but beggars can't be choosers. All right. Stay manic, you guys.
That's right. For safety's sake, in the neighborhood.
Wow.
What a surprise.
That's a surprise.
What a surprise of a surprise of surprises.
Yeah.
This is a surprise of a movie that we didn't even, or not even really a movie, but an educational film that we did not even realize was New World. We just discovered this year or just started to dive into the fact that New World had purchased the Learning Corporation of America and that they had made this educational film, which they then released on New World Video. So a huge surprise, this one.
Wow.
Yeah, that's from downtown. I did not see that one coming. I am in shock.
Me too.
You guys both voted for different movies.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Yo.
Yeah.
I know.
Agreed.
I know that.
Hey, you got two votes on that, Ryan. Two votes that we voted for something different.
I just meant something different from each other. That's what I meant.
Oh.
I get it. Ding!
Yeah, I got it.
God. We didn't say worldy. Knock it off.
No, it's also ding. When you do a ding.
Danny.
Oh, now
damn
he
it, Danny.
He's just. Take off the headphones.
All right.
Got it.
Well,
we're good.
We have a couple new categories, by the way, this year for the worldies. Both of which were submitted by the folks on the Discord. And this is the first one that we will be doing tonight. Best opening song. And it's given away by the guy who suggested it and joined us this year for In the Aftermath. It's Dirk Marshall.
Hello, it's me, Dirk Marshall, host of the VHS podcast, or VHUS podcast, as some call it, or VUS. No one really calls it that. Anyway, most of you know me from the great land of small Blu-ray. Most of you. I'm here to present a new category. There's been a lot of chatter on the New World Pictures podcast Discord. You should get on that if you're not on there, because you got to hear this chatter about whether or not Erica is the new Meatloaf. And I'm not saying that Erica's improv songs outshine the hours of meticulous research that Ryan brings to the table, but if it does, it does so effortlessly. Such a talented bravado seems worthy of Meatloaf-ish comparisons, and thus a new category of worldie is born. Here are the nominees for Best Opening Song as performed by Erica Meatloaf Jones. I didn't check the last name there. I apologize. Here are the nominees for Best Opening Song. Hellhunters.
Look at us horny jungle, we got horny coconuts. Welcome to the horny jungle, when I mean coconuts, I mean nuts. Real men's nuts, horny jungle, real men's nuts, horny jungle. Talking about coconuts, also boobies, horny jungle, horny jungle.
Last plane out.
You gotta run down the runway, it's the last plane out. Take a friend's taxi, it's the last plane out. If the plane's already moving, you can't get on the plane, it's the last plane out. It's the last plane out, be a more. It's the last plane out.
Bad manners.
Smoking cigarettes, making armpit farts, playing hockey in the house, and breaking some windows. Bad manners, but also feeling regrets and wanting to find family and make a kinship with older kids that you admire. Bad manners.
In the aftermath.
In the aftermath, you'll be searching for some serious strife. You'll be breathing dirty air, and you'll be looking everywhere for little angels carrying eggs. Watch out, Goose is dead. Whoops, that's a spoiler. Here we go.
And heart.
H is for the hard times that you went through. E is for everything that you endured. A is for all the things that you had to do. R is for the really hard things that you had to do. T is for all the things that you had to do. Because your heart is large. Your heart is large for boxing.
The winner of the first ever Worldies Best Opening Song goes to... Last plane out.
You gotta run down the runway. It's the last plane out. Take a friend's taxi. It's the last plane out. If the plane's already moving, you can't get on the plane. It's the last plane out.
Last plane out, mi amor. It's the last plane out.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Best opening song. Last plane out.
Gosh, thanks, Ryan. I will make a speech. Thank you. So, I just wanted to take a minute. Ryan really wanted me to do a speech. He was just about to say that. And, I think it says a lot when people appreciate songs that you make up on the spot. So thank you to everyone who believed in me and continues to believe in me. Thank you to Mark, Ryan. Thank you to you, Dirk. And thank you to you, Discord. You're the best Discord that has ever discorded. And Mark and Ryan are good, and also Dirk. Thanks, everyone. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Another bonus Worldie song.
Thank you, audience. Wow. Thank you.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. No, I don't want to go on, Ryan, really. Just go ahead and start the music or get the hook that takes me off stage.
Let's not start the music. No music, no. Please, damn it. No music, Danny. Mark, please tell Danny to stop. This is Danny, God damn it.
It's amazing how at the ready they are, though. I mean, they're really good at pulling it together.
I thought we had paid them for a minute and a half, and they're hanging out for the whole show. This is ridiculous. This bill is going to be tremendous.
They want to know what the next award is going to be.
Well, then here it is, because our next presenter is our pal Dunbar. He joined us for Georgia Peaches this year and let us know that his uncle Mel Tillis is the one that discovered one of the film stars, Tanya Tucker, if you recall from that episode. And he's going to be giving away the next Worldie.
Nurse Ratched. Jar Jar Binks, Tom Green. Some characters in movies are just the worst, and sometimes they aren't even played by Don Knotts or Tim Conway. These types of characters populate the films of New World Pictures, so much so that it may be hard to know which characters you're supposed to like. However, no matter how many terrible characters show up in New World Pictures movies, there are always a few more terribler than the other terribles. And the nominees for characters who are just the worst in 2024 are El Pasado, played by Eduardo Conde in Hell Hunters.
El Pasado, I want you to take care of this. I want her dead. You can choose any way you like. I know you have some interesting ideas, but nothing must happen to my nephew here. Not even a bruise.
Yes, Doctor.
Lieutenant Colonel Denny, played by Charles Tigwell in Breakers Morant.
We all admire your zeal in defending your fellow Australians, Major Thomas, but intemperate speech and wild accusations do not further your cause.
Mark Chaplin, played by Miles Chapin in The Funny Farm.
The name says it all, right? Snow White.
I can understand a woman like that living with one dwarf, maybe two, but seven? Come on!
General, played by Charles Durkup, in Angels Hard as They Come.
You busted up our party. You spoiled our train. You tried to burn me. And you snuffed out my new mama. That's bullshit.
Evelyn, played by Anna Campbell, in Mountaintop Motel Massacre.
Ari? Better answer me. Hear me?
The entire cast of Bad Manners.
And thanks for telling me about the fence, you guys.
You didn't ask.
That is the last time I ever stick up for Dad in grade.
Yeah. Hey, shut your face.
Hey, bite my crank.
Your mama.
Your mama.
Sir Burton Rumsey, played by Josh Ackland, and Queenie.
Diplomatic immunity.
And Ma, played by Mary Ellen O'Neill in The Prize Fighter.
Can we go to the dance hall tonight?
Oh,
wow. Oh, I want to ride the drummer.
And the world he goes to, the entire cast of Bad Manners.
Wow.
You know, for being terrible as a cast of characters.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Give it up. Bad Manners. Yeah. I mean, so, it's their second world.
Yeah. Am I remembering correctly that that was also the movie that's the best movie with too many characters?
Yeah. The characters that are all the worst.
Maybe that's what makes them the best.
Yeah.
Right? Because too many characters and a negative equals a positive.
Huh.
Is that the math? Is that do I have my math?
It's a
right
positive
there?
And a negative, so it just ends up being negative if I'm understanding my math correctly. It would be two negatives equal positive.
Oh, you're saying too many characters is a negative. I took that as a positive. Because that just means there's so much more in that blooming onion to peel away and put in that fantastic dip that they have at Outback Steakhouse.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think I was also saying it's a positive. I think the negative is the characters that are just the worst. So positive, negative ends up just being negative. But again, this is not a math podcast. That's our other podcast.
The soap cast?
No, sorry, not that one. That's where we talk about soaps. Not soap operas, but soap.
Oh. Okay.
I'm talking about our math cast.
Oh.
The math cast.
Oh, this next category is another field that we opened ourselves up to this year, in which we talked about New World Television.
And for this category of Best New World Television, you'll have me, Erica. Winner of the award for best opening song performed by myself, me, well, award winner Erica of the New World Pictures podcast. Thank you, audience. Thank you, audience. The song and I did win. The nominees for best New World Television are RoboCop, the animated series.
Detroit, the near future. Officer Alex J. Murphy and his partner Ann Lewis fight to rid the decaying city of the criminal element which infests it.
Georgia Peaches.
Not since Grand Theft Auto has a motion picture been so packed with brake screeching, tire squealing, horn blasting action.
Tom Clancy's Op Center.
From the international superstar author of The Hunt for Red October, Patriot Games, the sum of all fears, creator of this year's worldwide number one bestseller, Dead of Honor, and the motion picture box office smash, Clear and Present Danger, New World Entertainment proudly presents
The Gladiator.
It destroyed the only thing he ever loved.
He killed my little brother.
There is no stopping The Gladiator.
Trial of the Incredible Hulk.
David Banner wanted to end the running. He wanted to live in peace.
You have to stop someplace.
But once again, they made him angry. Maybe angry enough to kill.
Maybe I belong in a cage.
Power Pack.
It's important to remember that with power comes responsibility to yourselves and to this family.
False Witness.
Felicia Rashad of The Cosby Show.
Philip Michael Thomas of Miami Vice. Passionate lovers.
And the worldie goes to... Hi, Erica. Janet from HR here. I just wanted to pop in. Hello, everyone. Wow, looks like you've got a pretty big audience in here. What is the person capacity on this recording? I hope we haven't exceeded it. I really wouldn't want the fire marshal to come in here and shut this down. Okay, this podcast is just, it's a hoot, and I would hate to see that get destroyed for something as simple as exceeding the occupancy limit for this podcast recording. So I just wanted to hop in here. It seems like you're going through Best New World Television, and I would be remiss if I didn't come in to just let you know, I think we all know, that the winner is Tom Clancy's Op Center. Okay.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So thank you. Thank you from the bottom of the OP Center HR department's heart. Just thank you for everyone who voted. Be sure to put in your timesheets. And anybody who was interested in an OP Center mug, come see me in my office and I've got one for you. Thanks again, Erica. Bye-bye.
Wow. Op Center.
Op Center.
That was a dark horse in my mind. That was a dark horse.
That was a dark horse, for sure, for sure. And there was a lot of love also for RoboCop, the animated series, but Tom Clancy's Op Center ends up taking it.
Wow. I did not see that coming. I mean, I did place a small bet at the local casino on Gladiator. Not going to get my money back on that one. But,
no, you will not.
You know,
no,
you're better, not. Better luck next year for me.
Really? Wish you hadn't said that, Mark, because I'm pretty sure that according to the OP Center New World Pictures podcast employee handbook, I don't think you can gamble while you're on the clock. So I really hope you did that.
Oh, no.
I did that on the weekend in my spare time.
Mark's trying to Pete Rose the situation. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what HR says about it. I don't know.
Hey, I don't know. It worked out well for him.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Well, let's move on to our next worldie.
He didn't have to play baseball again, and I may not have to do this podcast again. So I figure
that's what it takes to get out. That's what it takes.
We're all locked in. We did that blood oath.
That supersedes
any paperwork. Mm-hmm. Let's give out another worldie. Please welcome Chris Iannacone, co-host of the Get Me Another podcast, and he was our guest on the Lady Frankenstein episode earlier this year. Take it away, Chris.
My close personal friend and mentor, Konstantin Stanislavski, once said to me, "There are no small parts, only small actors." I replied, "Connie, that nonsense may fly in your acting class, but in the real world, it's simply not true. Small roles are everywhere, in movies, TV shows, vines, God forbid plays if you're really that desperate. Can you imagine a Tom Clancy adaptation without a parade of nameless bureaucrats? Or a James Bond movie without an unending stream of disposable henchmen? How about all those friendly masked faces at the party in Eyes Wide Shut? Heck, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern got their own movie after small but memorable roles in the Mel Gibson action classic, Hamlet. In that spirit, the New World Pictures podcast celebrates small roles and the small actors who played them, which is why I'm proud to present the worldie for Best Low-Key MVP, the character that quietly stole the movie for 2024. And the nominees are Dickie, played by Maurice LaMarche in The Funny Farm.
Oh, Gail, I've been wanting to do this to you for a long, long time.
Oh, how long, Johnny?
May the bluebird of happiness wind up in your...
Oh, Johnny.
May the...
Shut up.
Katie Power, played by Jacqueline Holmes in Power Pack.
I miss my sequel.
Judge Cheryl Cohen, played by Sharon Slarth, in Eat and Run.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to ask if you had herpes.
No, God, no. It's one thing I don't have.
It's not so bad. It stings from time to time, but doesn't interfere with my social life.
Louise, played by Ronnie Gonzalez, in Last Plane Out.
It's me, Luis. I came as quick as I can.
You should be home away from all this.
There's just my brother and me. We have no home.
Where's your brother?
Hiding in the taxi. But don't you want some rice and beans?
Yeah. The shoulder kisses of Bobby Marsh, played by Philip Michael Thomas in False Witness. And the giant Cheeto girl in The Cremators. And the world he goes to? The shoulder kisses of Bobby Marsh in False Witness. Truly some of the most sensual shoulder kisses ever filmed for network television.
Yes!
And there you have it. Take a bow, small actors. Enjoy that $3 residual check.
Wow. Now, I got to admit, I didn't vote for that one. But in this case, I'm really pleased at that one, to be honest with you. Those shoulder kisses, they were magical.
There's something else. They really were something else. I'm so glad they did win. Again, big turnout there on the Discord. So good job, Worldy Committee. And let's move on. Let's keep this train rolling. Our next award is going to be given away by an NWPP VIP, Jason Newman. Take it away.
Happy third annual Worldies to everyone here tonight. My name is Jason Newman, creator of the After These Messages sketch comedy podcast and the fan comic MST3K Skyrim. I'm an NWPP VIP, and I'm the future Postmaster General of the United States. I'm here tonight to present the Anthony Perkins Award for Filthiest Shirt 2024. As we all know, a dirty shirt is a defining feature for any character, whether you're a street preacher or an astronaut who has returned to an apocalyptic Earth. But while any actor can wear a filthy shirt, only the finest deserves a prestigious and career-altering Worldie. Here are the nominees for Filthiest Shirt in 2024. Shake, played by Barry Otto in The Punisher.
Mr. P! Happy hunting!
Pete, played by Ronnie Cox in Raw Courage.
I think I just crossed every pain threshold there is. But you did it. You toughed it out.
I shit my pants.
Really?
Krabs, played by Ted Manning in Dead End Drive-In.
Fucking me, B. I'm building up.
The entire cast of Angels, Hard As They Come.
I sentence you three to a round of games on the Dragon Playground.
And The Creature, played by Riccardo Pizzuti in Lady Frankenstein. And the world he goes to, Krabs, played by Ted Manning in Dead End Drive. And there you have it. Remember, kids, you too can be a star. All it takes is a dirty t-shirt and a dream.
That's right. That's right. Thank you. Thank you, Numi. And, I mean, what an incredible honor for Ned Manning there to win the Anthony Perkins Award for Filthiest Shirt. I mean, that is another one of those incredible, you know, you got to have a good dirty shirt character for any good movie. Mm-hmm, so Every year we have so many movies that have incredible songs. It is a category that is always stacked with a bunch of winners. This year is absolutely no exception. And we're going to bring back Peter Fluey, who joined us this year for a couple episodes, Power Pack and Bad Manners. Take it away, Peter.
This is Peter Fluey, writer, performer, and frequent guest on the New World Pictures podcast, particularly episode 32, Star Crystal, which you should listen to if you haven't already. We need the downloads. I'm here to announce the category for Best Song 2024, probably because I am a trained singer who studied voice in Europe. I don't talk about this part of my life much. It was a dark period. But if you've seen the movie Suspiria, you can fill in the blanks. Except my story has more sex clubs and more murder. But not enough about me. Let's give away a worldie. The nominees for Best Song 2024 are...
Three hearts.
Oh, yes.
Three Hearts, Two Lovers, performed by Marilyn Chambers from Party Incorporated. Trains keep running, moving on time, down the track. Just like that. Musics and lyrics by Bill Grabowski, performed by Livia Barbalato from Heart. I'm gonna give it to you. Feelings, co-written by Tracy Bergman and Joseph Williams from The Funny Farm.
Gone are those days. Aren't you happy that you knew me? And I will be there when you need me. I will be there till the end.
Till the end. Lyrics and music by Peter Matz, performed by Don Knotts and Tim Conway from The Prize Fighter. Bad Manners, written and performed by Sparks from Bad Manners. And we're always friends. We Were Always Friends by Marilyn Chambers from Party Incorporated. Playing with Fire, written by Frank Strangio, performed by Lisa Edwards from Dead End Drive-In. And the world he goes to Bad Manners. Sanjeet's Bad Manners.
What?
Performed by Sparks from the film Bad Manners. Now, Sanjeet, I should probably tell you what happened in Vienna. It was a lot like Suspiria. Guys, get back to the show. I got to fill in my dog.
That's right. A third award for Bad Manners. Let's hear it for Bad Manners, everyone.
I don't accept.
What? Playing with Fire didn't win?
Mark, I hate to even tell you, you're the sole vote for that particular song.
Three Hearts, Two Lovers? Come on. He's done.
He's quit. Left.
That's
Mark
it.
Mark is left.
He's done.
Hopefully to discuss with Danny some of the many interruptions that we've had so far. Yes. Bad Manners, a very popular track with the Worldy Committee on the Discord. So a runaway winner.
That's upsetting. Wow. And to think I thanked them for my award.
Oh, but see, like I said, a lot of surprises tonight because, you know, a lot of votes, a lot of surprises. But for this next award...
My bookie made a killing on this episode, I'm just saying.
Yeah, you bet a little too heavy on that particular category. You really...
pushed all my chips in on that one.
That was a pricey bet.
I may have taken some money out of my daughter's college savings account for that one, but we shouldn't do is talk about it on the podcast.
That's what this is, but let's move on for this next award. We are so honored to welcome Percy Rodriguez, the voice of so many New World Pictures trailers, who is going to announce this next award for a brand new category, the best movie that Mark and Erica nearly quit the podcast over. It's a brand new category created by the Discord. And so take it away, Percy Rodriguez.
In a podcast where nothing can be watched outside of New World Pictures movies, two hosts find themselves increasingly on the brink of quitting the podcast forever. Several films will push them to the edge, but only one can stand out above the rest as the best of the movies that made Mark and Erica want to quit the podcast. The nominees are Eat and Run.
Hey, don't tell me you never had Italian food. Oh, you don't know what you're missing. There's no words to describe it. Italian food is so delicious, so heavenly. Makes your tongue want to say, hey, it's nice in here.
The Funny Farm.
You're looking at a 100% white
Anglo-Saxon Protestant. Genuine wasp. Let me tell you, it's not easy being a wasp. It's not easy coming from a family that wouldn't approve of me living with a girl, even after marriage.
The Cremators.
So how come you're so into bugs?
It's what I want.
It's not the way I heard it.
I came back here because I wanted to be haunted by my personal memories.
What was she like? Your MC.
Like a dream, mostly. Like something you make up.
Tom Clancy's Up Center.
First, I'd like to express the embarrassment and the concern of my government, you know.
Well, thank you, but I think
спасибо. Nastrovi.
Look.
And Power Pack.
I miss my sequel.
And the world he goes to. The Funny Farm.
Hold on. Smile. Okay, hold on to that for 60 seconds, and if nothing develops, take 2 aspirin and call me in the morning.
captured you, Michael.
That's right. The Funny Farm, the best of the movies you wanted to quit the podcast over. Shout out to Greg Anderson, an NWPP VIP friend of the show and a video director and editor for Forbes, for his wildly good impression of Percy Rodriguez and for creating that category. Thank you so much, Greg. And now the final category. You know, on the podcast, we don't just talk about New World Pictures. We also talk about movies that were nearly released by New World Pictures, of which there are many. Mark is going to give away this last worldie of the night. Take it away, Mark.
So for the last worldie of the night, we are going to announce the winner of the Best Nearly New World 2024. And the nominees are Chopping Mall.
They broke into the mall for the wildest all-night party of their lives.
And dead meat.
But you're never alone in the chopping mall.
Stripped to Kill.
He's waiting, and you are the target. Obsession as you've never known it. Terror as you've never felt it.
Escape from New York.
New York, 1997. The entire city is a walled maximum security prison. One man must go in where no man has ever gotten out.
Gone in 60 seconds.
This is Mandrian Pace, number one car thief in America. He'll steal anything, anytime, as long as it's insured.
Read my horoscope this morning.
You can lock your car, but if he wants it, it's gone in 60 seconds.
Eye of the Eagle.
Vietnam, 1970. A special strike force. Codename Eagle.
And the worldie for the Best Nearly New World 2024 goes to... this envelope, it's like a triplicate. There it is. There we go. It is Escape from New York.
New York, 1997.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Of course it is.
You voted for it.
I did?
I've seen it.
Ah, that's right. Erica, disappointed in her own vote. And that is the end of the worldies, but we are not done with this episode. We are going to go through our running top five and our running bottom five. But before we get to that, we want to thank all of our guests for this past season. We had so many great guests. We want to thank you guys so much, many of whom were here as presenters tonight. We want to thank all of our interviewees. We talked to so many great people who worked at New World Pictures. RJ Kaiser, Brian Trenchard-Smith, Kevin Sewelson and Dave Parker, Kat Shea, John Penny, Mark Helfrich, Stephen B. Armstrong, our Corman tribute episode with Alan Arkish, Tony Randall, and Alan Holzman, and of course our audio commentary, David Simpkins returning. And of course, we want to thank you, the audience. Thank you so much for listening to this show and for being a part of the New World Pictures podcast. We could not do this without you and your support. Thank you so much. Buy a t-shirt. All right, and let's get into our running top five. We'll start with Erica. This was your 2023 top five.
My running top five, starting with number five, Crystal Heart. Number four, Fantastic Planet. Number three, Saint Jack. Number two, Torment. And my number one, Ride or Die, Creepshow 2.
Holding that top spot for 5 years. That's amazing.
It really is. It really holds it. I love it. It was, I say this every year, it made a big impression on me and is probably one of the few New World Pictures movies that I saw that stuck with me, that I saw actually before we talked about it. And so it's my ride or die. My number five, I think it's going to stay locked in, guys. Crystal Heart.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
There's just something.
It's a magical movie.
It's magical. And there's just something about that, you know, between the glass sex scene that I just can't.
It's hard to get.
Seem to shake. I can't seem to shake it.
Hard to shake that. It's impossible, some might say. Yeah. Mark, what was your running top five from last year? And what is your number five for this year?
So for last year, the number five was Forbidden World. Number four, Zombie Nightmare. Number three, Hellbound Hellraiser 2. Number two, Saint Jack. And number one, Heathers. And for 2024, it's pretty much the same, with the exception of one entry. Number five is still Forbidden World, but unfortunately, our good friend Zombie Nightmare had to take a back seat to a little movie called Party Incorporated.
Wow, because, okay.
Look, I'm not saying this is a good movie. I'm not saying it's even an okay movie. It's a movie, though, that of this list, we used to talk about what would be a movie that if someone said, give me an example of a New World Pictures movie, like something that kind of encapsulates the whole thing. For Party Incorporated, it's hard to beat. It's campy. It's over the top. It's way too horny for its own good. It has a premise and an idea that if better executed would have worked really well, but it doesn't. Mm-hmm. And Marilyn Chambers does. And look, I hate musicals, and this has been covered on the podcast many times, but two of the greatest musical moments that I've seen in any of the movies that we've watched. So number four is Party Incorporated. The number three, Hellbound Hellraiser 2, number two, Saint Jack, and still number one, Heathers.
Well, my top five for last year was number five, Hellbound Hellraiser 2, number four, Zombie Nightmare, number three, Forbidden World, number two, Saint Jack, and number one, Heathers. Really hard to shake those top three. Those top three, unshakable. But I want to say my number five, I'm sorry, Hellbound, but Party Incorporated has jumped in to the number five spot.
Yeah. Yes, it did.
Nice. There,
for all the reasons you just mentioned, Mark, it's not good. It's not a good movie, but it's fascinating. It's fascinating. I can't believe that it's actually an idea that was kind of ahead of their time, that they're doing this sort of mockumentary in a way, but it's not really a mockumentary. It's like a live...
It's like early reality television.
Yeah, it's early reality television, which they have no budget to do. It's filled with songs that Marilyn Chambers sings herself. It's Marilyn Chambers trying to do...
to lovers.
Which, by the way, those songs...
You know what?
Songs...
That's us, guys. Three Hearts, Two Lovers is us. The three hearts are Mark, Erica, and Ryan, and the two lovers are Erica and Ryan. It's the song about us.
I'm glad you didn't say Ryan and me.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Oh, it's interchangeable.
Are there any other changes on your list, Erica? Are you pretty much locked in to your five?
It has changed. It has changed from Fantastic Planet, from one weird movie to another. My new number four, friends, is In the Aftermath.
I was waiting for that.
Loved In the Aftermath. It's rewatchable. It's super weird. I thought nothing could out-weird Fantastic Planet. Hello. Welcome to In the Aftermath. It is way weirder than Fantastic Planet. So that's my number four.
I have to agree.
And one of those movies that, again, who else was going to put out that movie but New World Pictures? Right. In fact, the fact that we talked to the editor, Kevin Sewelson, and Dave Parker, who worked at New World Pictures, that was a movie that they had this movie, this animated film from Japan. They decided to create some live action to just put around it. It is such a unique New World movie. No one else would have done that movie but New World Pictures. So it definitely has that. My number four was Zombie Nightmare. It's now Dead End Drive-In. I really dug Dead End Drive-In. I love the way it looks. I love the soundtrack is incredible. I just dug the movie. It's one of my favorite physical media releases of the year as well. Just really enjoyed the heck out of Dead End Drive-In, and so great to talk to Brian Trenchard-Smith this year. That was such a huge treat. I'm such a fan of him and his work, and Dead End Drive-In just took over. The rest of my list, though, is locked in. Forbidden World, then Saint Jack, and then Heathers. Is that the same with you, Erica?
It is not.
Oh my gosh. So let's go to number three.
So, you know, number three, I had Saint Jack. It's a great movie. It's an excellent book. And I replaced it, you know, with another movie that's a great movie and an excellent book. And that is Party Incorporated. Look, I don't know if it's a book. I didn't research that. I'm just assuming that it is, because most good movies are first books. So I would just imagine that Party Incorporated, the novel, somewhere exists. Right. I haven't read it.
And if it doesn't, it should be. It should be, yeah.
Yeah. The songs alone make it my number three. I think about those songs as soon as I hear it, or hear a note, or hear something that sounds similar to it. I can't stop thinking about the songs from that movie. It just sticks with me.
She has a song about friends and just being like, you know, being friends is just, you know, I guess that's just what life is about. And I'm like, yeah, totally.
Yeah. And she's like, we were already friends. Like, we're just in always case friends. You forgot friend. We're always friends. We're already friends. We're still friends forever. Like, yeah. Any friend should just play that song to another friend.
So great. Yeah, I don't blame you. Is your second still Torment, or did you go with something else?
My number two has also changed, friends. Torment is a really good movie. I think it's excellent. And, you know, it's only one thing that could replace Torment. We all loved Torment, I think, universally. Mm-hmm. When we watched it, we had that amazing interview. So it only makes sense that I would replace it with Queenie, because I just want to see your reactions at hearing that Queenie's my number two. I want Mark to have heart palpitations. I want something that was on TV and that was long.
Yeah.
Good copy of doesn't exist.
Nope.
You know, I think it deserves a chance. And I think in some small way, if me making it my number two can give it the chance it deserves, then I'm doing it.
Wow. I did not see that coming.
That's the first double VHS to make it onto our running top five.
Yeah. So, you know, when you don't put Crimes of Passion on your bottom five, you get Queenie on somebody's top two. So really, that top two is on you two. It's really your own faults.
Yeah, it's my I blame myself. I do. I did from the beginning. So, no, that's a good call.
Is your one still your ride or die? Is that still there? Is that still locked in?
It's still my ride or die. It's still my ride or die. I'm locked in. Show. I'm locked in on Creepshow too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to our bottom five. Erica, let's start with your 2023 bottom five and then give us your number five for this year if it's changed.
Mm-hmm. My bottom five are number five, Night of the Cobra Woman. Number four, Cockfighter. Number three, Crimes of Passion. Number two, Heart of the Stag. And number one, Cries and Whispers.
Whispers and Cries.
Whispers and Cries.
You bet. And what is your number five? New number five?
My new number five is Bad Manners, Bad Manners. Everybody voted for the songs in the cast, and I'm putting it in my bottom five. Bad Manners, Bad Manners. I won't be held hostage by the Discord's votes for it. Bad Manners, Bad Manners. It's a terrible movie that teaches zero lessons. Bad Manners, Bad Manners. Yeah, it's my number five. It is highly unwatchable. I disagree with all positive votes for it.
It's a three-time worldie winner, Bad Manners. Mm. I mean...
Yeah, it's cool. I gotta send a message, all right? It's my number five.
I won't put it any higher
to leave people, you know, not to piss people off too much. But yeah, it's going on my number five.
We've talked about the bottom five being the ones that we just... We don't want to watch anytime soon. We want to to rewatch the least, basically, is how we sort of do this.
I'd rather rewatch Night of the Cobra Woman. So there.
Mark, let's start with your bottom five for last year and then your number five for this year.
So my bottom five from last year was number five was Teen Vamp. Number four, The Annihilators. Number three, Pinocchio and the Emperor of the Night.
You hated that one so much.
God, so much. Number two, Transylvania 65,000, which I hated even more than Pinocchio and the Emperor of the Night. And then number one, Deadly Harvest.
Shot across the bow at Deadly Harvest. Poor Deadly Harvest.
Seriously.
So, not on either of our bottom fives. Mark, what is your number five? Has it changed?
It has changed. And I think, you know... Maybe I was unjustly harsh on Teen Vamp.
It has given us some
comedy gold over the years. With the...
he's not the bastard. You are.
You are.
You bastard.
That has made me laugh so many times that I gave it a stay of execution for this year.
Oh my God. And, yours are on death row? Dear Lord.
Wow. Wow.
And my new number five is Bad Manners.
Yeah!
Bad
Manners.
There is no redeeming value in that movie at all. There isn't even a good quote to bring back and
your
use
mama.
As a drop.
Your mama.
Your mama.
That's
your mama
so
was
ubiquitous.
Its best quote.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh. So Bad Manners is my number five.
My bottom five for last year was Nice Girls Don't Explode at number five. Number four,
Unfair.
Scream of the Demon Lover at number four. Number three, Black Oak Conspiracy. Number two, Space Raiders.
Yeah, shit. I forgot about that one.
And number one, Pinocchio and the Emperor of the Night. Now, I still was disappointed by Nice Girls Don't Explode, but I think Erica made a convincing case last year about when it comes to movies you want to rewatch, I have to throw Heart of the Stag on here at number five.
Thank you.
Because, again...
Ooh, yeah.
It's a well-made film, well-acted movie. It's well-made, but the subject matter, it's just like, when am I going to watch that again? That's the only reason it's here. Well-made film, but I'm not going to be rewatching it anytime soon. So, Heart of the Stag at number five.
Terrific.
Mark, your number four, is that staying the same or is it changing?
No, my number four, again, you know, The Annihilators. I don't like that movie, but I think time and distance for me and the great team of the Annihilators has made it something that I look back at and think, did I judge you unfairly on Annihilators? Maybe I would watch that again. Instead, I replaced it with a movie that I absolutely could not watch again, and that is The Funny Farm. That movie was excruciating. The stand-up routines may be the worst I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And I've gone, I just went to open mic night 3 weeks ago, and there were more laughs than The Funny Farm. So
did you do your tight five, or what'd you do? Did you host?
No,
what'd you
do? No, I should have, because it was a rough outing. But yeah, The Funny Farm, I can't see this year or in the upcoming years pulling that one out of the collection and saying, let's give it another spin.
Mm. Erica, is your number four, is it changed or is it the same?
To the delight of the two of you, and I'm sure others, Cockfighter has dropped off my bottom five. It's no longer my number four, because if I ever have to watch The Cremators again, I may, in fact, go insane and walk into the ocean and never return and join the sea and live under the sea. I cannot. The Cremators, not my passion. Not my passion. That entire movie wished that a fiery ball, that an alien life form from another planet in the form of a fiery ball would come burn me up, because I cannot and hope to never have to watch that one again. So you've been saved, Cockfighter. You've been saved.
The stay of execution.
My remaining three, though, locked in. Not budging those three.
My number four is going to switch. Just going to put Black Oak Conspiracy there.
Okay. All right.
Starting to think about whether or not I want to watch that one again. That's what I'm starting to think about.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Let's go to number three, Mark. Your number three was Pinocchio the Emperor Knight. Has that changed or...
You know, it has, but it's just a shift in the ranking of some of my bottom three. The number three now is Transylvania 65,000, which was previously my number two. So it's still a movie that I'm not going to watch. But I think, again, absence makes the heart grow fonder, and I hate it a little bit less. And maybe next year it'll be number four, and the year after that number five, and maybe the year after that it'll be out of my bottom five.
Maybe you will. This is how people fool themselves into being like, maybe it's not so bad anymore. Right. Like, maybe it's improved somehow. I've changed. It's changed. My number three is now going to be your old number three. That's going to be Pinocchio and the Emperor of the Night. That's going to be my number three.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Does that mean your number two is now Pinocchio and the Emperor of the Night? Now that Transylvania 65,000 is creeping up or creeping down the list, I should say?
My number two is The Cremators.
Okay.
That was a rough watch.
And a short one. And yet, as you could tell from the pacing of that clip we used for it, it's a tough one.
Longest short movie ever. Woo.
That was a tough one. It was a real tough one.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm going to put number two. I'm going to also put The Cremators. Because I'm going to put Space Raiders out because I know I'm going to have to rewatch that one again. That leaves me in a real quandary, though, for number one. I don't know what to put, and I have to make a real last-minute change. But, Mark, are you sticking with Deadly Harvest?
No. Moving up, racing, sprinting to number one is Pinocchio and the Emperor of the Night.
Wow.
There you go. Okay.
Deadly Harvest, I would actually entertain watching again. Again, I think it's been a while. I probably don't remember how much I hated it. And, you know, it does have some good actors in it. I'll give it that. And maybe if there was a remaster of it, I'd be more inclined to watch it. I think possibly just the poor quality of the video influenced me a little more than it should. So when I compare Deadly Harvest, which again, subject matter is, you know, it's just sort of a morose, depressing movie. And I'm not saying it's a good movie, but when you compare it to The Funny Farm or Bad Manners, it has, in my mind, more merits. So
my number one is one that, like, again, I didn't hate or anything, but I just know I'm not going to watch that probably ever again. I just don't think, especially all of it. And for that, I mean RoboCop the animated series. There's no, even if I watch an episode, there's no way I'm watching all of that ever again. I'm never going to sit and go, you know what? Let me watch all 12 episodes of that again. Never going to happen. So it wasn't terrible, but it also wasn't awesome. So RoboCop the animated series. That's number one. So that's it. Those are our bottom five so far. But I know we haven't quite gotten to final questions. But let's get to final questions just to close out.
Just to be clear, we do final questions in these episodes?
In Worldies? No, never.
I am really confused as to when we do final questions and when we don't.
We're going to figure out the format next year, I think. But I want to ask you guys, what of all the movies we watch this year, what do you think is the most underrated?
Queenie.
In the Aftermath.
Underrated?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Night Call Nurses.
No.
Yeah.
What's your next choice, Ryan?
Well, I just don't. I mean, the underrated.
The jury does not accept.
The jury, yeah. Sorry. Just underrated. I mean, you could also say Party Incorporated is a pretty underrated movie. There's almost nobody that's ever seen it. But I don't hear people really running around saying Night Call Nurses. I might even say Lady Frankenstein, if I have to give a second one. Most underrated.
So underrated meaning it has the least amount of Letterboxd reviews. Is that what you're saying underrated is?
That's one metric to that you could use. I'm just saying one that isn't given a lot of love. You know, it's underrated. It isn't given enough love. Queenie certainly qualifies.
Party Incorporated then.
Party Incorporated then. If that's the definition, yeah. Party Incorporated for sure.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I still stand by Queenie because I loved Queenie. And I feel like if Queenie was re-aired on Lifetime, Movie Network, it would be a huge hit. It was a nice copy and it just aired over a couple nights like it used to. Oh man, can you imagine ladies my age just jumping on board for that? Getting the youngs on board, ironically. I mean, getting Mia Sarah Franz on board.
Franz.
You know, just.
The next film, the film that has stuck with you the most, the one that you keep thinking about.
Hi, I'm going to jump in here. It's Janet from the OP Center, from Op Center. Hi there. Just want to make sure everybody's going to say Op Center. You know, I think let's just have a good company culture here where we're all on the same page. We're all working towards the same common goals. So I'm just going to put that out there, Op Center. And again, if you did not get your Op Center cinch bags, let me know. I've got them in my office. Thanks so much.
That's Janet's selection, of course. Op Center. Mark, what do you think? The film that stuck with you the most?
I think in that case, I do. I'm going to go back to my previous comment. I think In the Aftermath, because it was a movie that when I first watched it, I didn't really love. And the more I thought about it, the more I appreciated it. It grew on me. Wow, it's such a heavy swing to take this other movie, combine it with a live action movie, trying to mix two stories together. And the set design is done really well. It looks really.
Yeah, that location really paid off for them to shoot. It looks post-apocalyptic.
A lot of post-apocalyptic movies don't really look that post-apocalyptic, but this, you felt dread. You felt like the world really sucks in this movie.
For me, the one that sat with me the most, I gotta say, would probably be False Witness.
Those shoulder kisses.
Those shoulder kisses. I mean, again, another movie that, like, I'm more excited to, like, dig into more New World Television stuff because of things like Op Center and things like False Witness, because it's just like that. They give you, and I think we're going to get even better ones, at least that I'm hoping, but that sort of 80s, 90s TV movie vibes, that had all of that and more. It maybe wasn't always the greatest story, but anyway, that one really stuck with me. Philip Michael Thomas, Felicia Rashad. I mean, I just, yeah, that one was amazing.
Felicia.
Well, you know what didn't stick with you? The name Felicia Rashad.
That will never stick with me.
I think I didn't realize we were rating it on that. Because initially I agree with you, Mark. I was thinking in the aftermath. I'm like, yeah, I thought about that one a lot. But I think the one that was I'm surprised that it stuck with me was Breaker Morant, because I did not know what it would be about. Right. So I didn't expect the subject matter, nor did I expect it to be so serious. And then when it was that serious, did I expect myself to enjoy it? And I did. And it's sad and, you know, dramatic. And that one really stuck with me too. It gave us some great sound clips, but also
I've seen it.
Thank you. I can say I've seen it.
That's a good one. Let's go to the film that you forgot we covered until we got to the worldies.
Hell Hunters for sure. I was like, oh, right. Hell Hunters.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just had, I have the worst memory of the three of us, easily, hands down. And a lot of times I watch these and it's like zip and it's gone, because the next week we're watching and talking about something else. That one, I don't mean any harm towards it. I just was like, oh, right. Oh yeah, we did watch that. I just completely forgot that we
I can't forget that. painful love scene under the waterfall.
That's
seared into my mind. But Mark, what about you?
To be honest, I was flipping through the catalog of what we talked about this year, and not only did I not remember Night Call Nurses, but when I looked at it and went, Night Call Nurses, we watched that. My brain's Rolodex was like, Night Call Nurses, what was that about? Nope, not remembering.
That's right.
It took me a few minutes to just even remember what the fuck that was. And the memory that came back to my head first was, oh yeah, the flasher guy.
Yeah, yep. The flasher. That's what I always think of too. The
flasher guy.
That's the part I remember the most. I mean, now I.
Yeah, then it all brought back to you. But hence maybe why it's so underrated, because people then forget that they've watched it. For me, the movie was, and I think it wasn't up for a single award, and that would be The Great Texas Dynamite Chase. It's hard not for that to seem like some sort of criticism, but I don't mean it as such. I didn't hate the movie. It just, I just completely spaced on that even being something we watched, and I was like, oh yeah, this could be a category next year, we'll see. But the film that inspired you to want to continue the podcast, and I'm just going to jump in because we just talked about it, and for me that would be Breaker Morant. That was such a good movie. If we didn't have something so insane and weird, like Party Incorporated, that I would, Breaker Morant was clearly also be in my top five. But Breaker Morant is such a good movie. And to know that we're going to have movies like that we're going to get to talk about is like, oh, wow, that's a really, really solid, really good movie. So that just, you know, it's always nice to hit those. I think last year we hit St. Jack and it was like, oh my gosh, look at what we can do. Look, we can get to cover on the podcast. So to me, that was Breaker Morant. How about you guys?
For me, it was a couple, because I often want to quit the podcast after, over just the smallest thing that happens in a movie. The smallest thing that happens in a movie, which I'm certain to forget about the second the movie ends. But I know we've kind of talked about it a lot, but really in the aftermath, just because it's so weird. And I really am starting to enjoy all of the odd things that are popping up from New World Television, you know, RoboCop. I didn't mind RoboCop, the animated series. I had no idea it even existed. Somehow it just completely skipped me. Right. And right. I love animated series, and it just, I completely missed it. So I thought that was fun for safety's sake in the neighborhood, and knowing that there are other such educational films as Tax Attack. I just,
coming up.
That's coming down up, the pipeline.
Coming up this month. And Fanuary.
Yeah. Teasing out Fanuary. Shout out to the fans for picking our
Tax Attack choices. 87.
Tax Attack 87. And I had, again, no idea. I wouldn't have known that that existed, because I didn't know For Safety's Sake existed. Again, it just, right. that skipped right. me. I didn't know. I hadn't seen it. So I think when it's those weird, funny, odd things that come up, it's like, okay, yeah, this is worth digging into, because it isn't just one genre at all. Mm-hmm. It really just runs the gamut. So those were mine.
Mark?
I'm going to agree with you, Ryan, with Break a Morant, for all the same reasons that you described. So I don't need to belabor it.
But three Break hearts, two brothers, same choice. One supports the other, three farts.
What film are you most worried about potentially covering next year?
All of them. They all seem like wild cards. I mean, and then I could get teased and tricked by a box, and then it starts, and 20 minutes in, I'm like, oh, stay awake. Yeah, I don't know. I'm nervous for myself watching all of them.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Tin Drum.
Ooh.
And I recognize that it is an Academy Award nominated film. But I remember seeing the box to that at the video store when I was a kid and not wanting to see it then.
Yeah.
And then you add on the fact that it is, you know, it's a sad story, which makes recording this podcast, little insight listeners, little peek behind the curtain, movies like that are hard for us to talk about, because they're not ones you can just be like, here's a good bit, let's run with it.
All the fun is drained out, so enjoy. Get ready.
It is. That's a tough one. That's just going to be a tough one to watch, and a tough one to talk about.
Spoiler,
some of us have never seen that, even though it exists in their house and Ryan's holding up the box for it. Laying eyes on it for the first time.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I've never seen it. I've avoided it my whole life, but
how do you know it's a saddie? Maybe it's just maybe it's hilarious.
It isn't. It's a saddie. It's a saddie.
It's definitely a saddie. And those are your least favorite. So
what about you, Ryan?
Potentially Beverly Hills Vamp. And I'm nervous about that one because I want to love it really badly. So I'm nervous if we get to it and I hate it. I saw a few reviews on Letterboxd of it, and it was not well reviewed, let's say. And I was like, oh, I'm really hoping that one's going to be awesome. And I'm afraid that, so I'm nervous that my feelings are going to be dashed. Anyway, lastly, let's talk just real quick. What's your biggest takeaway from this year?
I think this year, when I compare it to previous years, I mean, the biggest takeaway if the biggest takeaway is a single episode, it's the fact that we were able to do our first live episode, which was, for me, and I'm sure you guys agree, it was the highlight of the entire year. Erica, you and I were talking about this, and it seems so obvious, but when you record a podcast that has no audience, after a while you start to think, is any of this funny to anybody else? I know that we crack up quite a bit,
sure,
but we're an audience of three. And the first time that the audience laughed at one of our jokes, it was a real revelation that, wow, other people find this ridiculous podcast where we talk about ridiculous movies also funny. And that was really rewarding. I think if we were to look at the entire year, I think this year compared to other years, it was the most colorful kaleidoscope of movies that we've ever covered.
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, we covered everything from...
Covered a lot of bases.
Like educational instructional videos to animated TV series, not just like a single movie, but a series. To the 1970s, all the way to The Punisher, one of the last movies they ever made. I mean, we really ran the table on the variety of movies that New World Pictures put out. And I would say if someone's new to the podcast, 2024 was the year to dive in. If you were to listen to one season, 1 year from start to finish, that's the one, because we're going to cover pretty much every touchstone of movie types that they made.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well said, Mark. Well said.
Well, with that, let's thank everybody for coming out to a yet another Worldies. And now enjoy the rest of the month as we get into Fanuary. That's right. We had the fans choose what we are going to watch this for the rest of the month. So get ready for some Tax Attack 87. As we mentioned earlier, God told me to. We'll see you. So enjoy those episodes, and we'll see you next time on the New World Pictures Podcast, part of Someone's Favorite Productions Podcast Network. Bye, everybody. Oh, Danny, God damn it. No, this is the out. We're done.
Oh, I can't believe they waited this long, though.
Damn it. Yeah. Go home, Danny. Dear God.
Oh, Danny just handed me the invoice. We owe him a lot of money.
Oh, Lord. Buy a t-shirt,
expensive,
everybody.
Expensive to keep an orchestra on retainer.
Please buy those Op Center mugs.